you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. We are so glad to have you on board with us for this hour. Had a little bit of breaking news. Late yesterday, I started to hear about this story. And we wanted to line up some folks to talk about, to help frame the conversation with what we are starting to see in Kansas City and certainly beyond. So let me read the story for you, and then we will get to our guest. This is from the Kansas City Star. You can read it there, or you will see this on all of the news stations tonight. Research Medical Center in Kansas City will end its obstetrics program and close its neonatal intensive care unit this fall, hospital leadership announced in a statement this week. The hospital will no longer provide labor and delivery or neonatal intensive care starting September 8th. A spokesperson for the hospital says the change comes after seeing an 80% decrease in the community's use of labor, delivery, and neonatal care. This is quoting from their statement. Research Med regularly reviews the evolving needs of our community and adjusts services accordingly to ensure we are providing high-quality, compassionate patient care where it is needed most. The hospital said because of that 80% drop, it plans to reinvest in other departments where they need it, including emergency, trauma, cardiology, neuroscience, and burn and transplant care. They are working with physicians and other healthcare centers to make sure this is a smooth transition. This headline has been happening for several years in communities all across America. And for more, we go to our doctor. We always reach out and say, please help us understand these things. Dr. Tara Chettiar, and she is an OBGYN at the University of Kansas Health System, who can explain in wider context what this means for patients and their families here in Kansas City. Dr. Chettiar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this comes on the heels of Providence Medical Center in KCK stopping their maternity ward back in 2024. And I don't think most people would say Kansas City is probably not a desert when it comes to care, but this is important. Why?
You know, you're right. Once we're in the metro, we don't describe this as a maternity care desert, but it comes also on the heels of the institution I used to practice at, St. Luke's South, has also closed their labor and delivery. And we're not seeing these closures in isolation. We're seeing it as a sign of, if this has happened in the KC Metro, where we've got a much larger population, we need to be looking at what's happening around our state. We need to be looking at what's happening out west from here, because we're seeing it happen there too. And it's not an option for those patients to go down the street. And honestly, it's not really a great option for a lot of the patients, even within the metro. If you have quick labors, if you've got high-risk situations, if you have access issues with transportation, having a labor and delivery that's close enough for you to get to is life-saving.
Could you also talk about where we're seeing in basically west of here, and certainly southwest of here, doctor? Those communities, there are some communities that just don't have any place to go for labor and delivery. And so that taxes the system here, because the nearest population center for some of those communities is Kansas City.
Absolutely. So the farther west you get, the farther away from labor and delivery services you get. 13% of zip codes in Kansas are more than 30 miles away. And 46% are farther than 15 miles to the nearest facility offering delivery service. You know, that travel time, especially in rural communities, means that folks get to hospitals and often get to hospitals like, say, Research or St. Joseph's in KCMO, you know, that they don't realize maybe doesn't have a labor and delivery. And then those patients end up getting put in an ambulance or life-flighted or any sort of very expensive and challenging and sometimes dangerous ways for them to get to the closest place, which is often our big hospitals within the metro. And then, you know, you see that trickle down into patients here on the metro coming in to their home hospital and there's no beds left. They're laboring in the hallways. It can get really, really ugly really fast.
So, Doctor, you were at St. Luke South. Now that you're at the University of Kansas Health System, I'm not asking you to get in the weeds of another hospital system's numbers, but it has been widely reported that they are saying that their services, the need for those maternity services dropped 80%. Sam and I were talking about this out in the newsroom. Births are down. Women are waiting longer to have babies. We are having fewer babies than we did, you know, in the 1900s. But I don't know, to what do you owe, if you just had to take a stab at this, an 80% drop? So we asked in the newsroom, where are those women going if they were no longer going to research or no longer going to Providence or no longer going to St. Luke South? Why that dramatic percentage drop?
You know, I appreciate it. I can't speak to their numbers. That sounds
high.
High to me, because at the University of Kansas, our numbers go up like year to year. Our numbers just keep going up. So I suppose that one potential thing you could talk about is, are people seeking out other places?
Yeah.
In which case, you know, that wouldn't be as much of an issue. But I sure find that hard to really wrap my head around, considering that our labor and delivery director emails us, it feels like, about
right,
every other month saying, yay, another record-breaking month at KU.
Can you, Doctor, talk about
our brows?
Yeah.
And get back to it. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about cost? I mean, is part of the issue cost, and I mean around the country, not just with research or Providence or St. Luke South, it's so expensive to run the maternity wards and certainly the NICUs.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, money talks. We are in a for-profit health system, and that is definitely going to be an issue, right? It's going to be what keeps these hospitals open, is having cash flow. And when we look at coverage for prenatal care and labor and delivery and NICU, we're looking at a high percentage of Medicaid coverage. About 30% of births in Kansas are Medicaid covered,
and there
that
it is.
You know, as we look at different, as we look at different counties, that gets even higher than that. And the other thing that we look at is, how do we reimburse for this? So Medicaid gets values set based on Medicare.
Okay.
And the value for reimbursement for Medicare has not gone up. And so if we adjust for inflation, Medicare physician payments have gone down 33% from 2001 to 2025. And you can't keep your doors open at that. You can't pay your staff. You can't keep the lights on if it costs more to take care of the patient than you are bringing in exchange for the service.
One of the things I try to impress upon our listeners as often as I can, Doctor, because it's so hard for people to believe, so I say it again and again and again, pregnancy-related deaths in the United States have more than doubled in 30 years. We are among the worst of developed countries when it comes to maternal death rates. If you look up the numbers, I don't have them right in front of me, we are in really bad company, countries that it would blow your mind if you looked it up. Why? Why is that?
Absolutely. That's the great question. So we have formed maternal mortality review committees in most of the states in the nation to go through and try and figure that out. And what we're seeing is that most of those deaths are happening after what we really kind of traditionally think of as the postpartum period.
Okay.
So, you know, you think you had your baby, you go back for that 6-week check, everything is okay. When we talk about like that high rate of maternal deaths, most of them are actually after that. So
once you're home, once you're home with the baby.
Yep. Once you're home and, you know, you don't necessarily want to drive 2 hours back to another appointment. Maybe you ignore signs that are worrisome because it is a huge burden to get there. Maybe it's a huge cost burden to go back in. The other thing we're seeing a big factor of is mental health, actually. It's at about 22% of these maternal deaths list mental health as a contributing or the contributing cause. And we know that this is, you know, when we look at the map of Kansas and where mental health providers are, that gets even slimmer than labor and delivery services.
So what is the answer? I mean, we're not going to fix this in a short segment on the air here, but, you know, we want to educate the population. Like, what is the answer? We can't stop the closure of this labor and delivery system, but it's another one in a long list of headlines like this.
You know, I think that's a much bigger question than my MD had. You know, I'm not a policy expert. I'm not an insurance expert. But one thing I think we can all do is we need to keep raising our voices, right?
Yep.
If you are in that area and you're like, man, I had babies at Research. They saved my life. They took care of me. And now they're closing down. And they're saying that this is a cost issue. Then you got to let the people know around you that that's an issue. You've got to post about it. You've got to call people about it. And you've got to keep you guys are doing a huge chunk of the work in the news because you're the ones that are saying this is a story and these women's lives deserve to be put in the spotlight here because we shouldn't be losing our moms and our sisters like this. It shouldn't be happening. And if we're silent about it, then we are complicit with it.
What bothers me about it too, Dr. Chettiar, is that it keeps getting worse every year. And I think there's this notion in the general population, maybe, where people think, well, my grandma just had the baby on the floor and put the baby in a drawer, and there wasn't even a doctor in Onega, Kansas. That's a true story with my grandma. And, you know, women have been having babies for hundreds of years. We don't need all this stuff. But yet women are dying more now than they were then.
Absolutely. My family's all from Western Nebraska, so I hear that deeply in my soul. That's the Helen Joe had my mom when she was 46 years old, and there wasn't a problem with it, right? So, no, this is a common issue. One thing is, of course, we are, as a nation, getting less healthy. Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned it. You know, we're having babies a little bit older. It turns out that our bodies don't do at 30 what they did at 15. And honestly, that's a change in biology. So we see these issues. We also see that as we have been able to create a space where it's also not normal to die in childbirth. Like, we look at those, how many of those women died out on the farm, and we have no idea.
Right.
Right. These were not vital statistics that they went through and said how many women died of childbirth. For thousands of years, childbirth was the number one thing that killed women, and we fixed that. And we shouldn't be going back the other direction just because we have this idea that it worked great for somebody once upon a time.
Very, very well put. Dr. Tara Chettiar, I know how busy you are. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Be well. 913-586-7798. If you would like to weigh in, this is Research Medical Center shuttering its labor and delivery program on the heels of Providence in KCK and on the heels of St. Luke's South, which also shuttered its department there. 913-586-7798. What is going on? We will take your calls on that straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.